The head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, is now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Second period, you said, was your nemesis this year. I thought you had a really good second period tonight.
I agree. I thought we skated well. I thought we took care of the puck. I thought our shifts were short. I thought we played a more mature second period than we have all year.
Well, we know Elias is a pretty good hockey player, but boy, those were two pretty good passes that set up your two goals tonight.
No, Rosie played well tonight, and it hasn't been easy for him so far in the early going, and I was really happy to see him have a game like he did tonight.
Alex Iarullo caught that pass, and he's got his back to the blue line, and we were able to watch the replays. They were watching that for offsides. Nifty hands work to let the hands on the puck come across the blue line before he pivoted his feet. But then once he gets to the goalie, I thought the goalie positionally was played pretty well. It's just a heck of a shot.
Yeah, he's good from that angle. He scored a couple goals already this year on that angle. He's good with that angle.
Well, and good to get some separation. I mean, normally you're flat-footed in
you're
that
right
instance.
You're right on this. Yep, no, you're spot on. I was surprised, too, where he got that.
Defensively, I thought you guys played really solid. Obviously, get the goal at 38 seconds or whatever left, but Gavin played a good game, and defensively, I thought it was pretty tough for you guys to for them to get through you guys.
Well, exactly, and again, we were better. We made strides right there. I thought Gavin really hit, he played well. And he made a couple big stops in that first power play in the first period. Like, holy moly. I mean, he went one pad save with that guy in the slot, and there was another one too. So,
well, the one where Loft ran him over, and then he just kind of fell down.
Well, that was
stick
in the third,
hit him,
yeah.
Hit him in the chest.
Third, yeah.
That was a heck of a play, too.
Exactly. So, it was nice getting that win.
Well, and a little easier than because you obviously have the bye week. You want to go off on a high note, right? You didn't want to be thinking about a loss for 2 weeks.
100%.
Go figure. Another one-goal game, Tom.
Well, that's just the way it is, guys. That's the world we live in.
Well, I've already put money on 2 one-goal games against Michigan Tech because those are always tight games.
Well, we got Lake Superior State next, so we'll, you know.
I was talking for your home fans here, getting here in a couple of weeks, but. Enjoy the win, Tom. We'll see you Wednesday night.
All right, thanks, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.